This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt and blamed what he called right-wing factions for an apparent drone attack during a speech to mark the 81st anniversary of Venezuela's National Guard. Maduro was speaking in Caracas Saturday when an explosion occurred and the television feed was abruptly cut off. Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez said that several drone-like devices with explosives detonated near Maduro. He said detonations were heard and investigations clearly established they correspond to drone-type flying devices that contained an explosive charge that detonated in the vicinity of the presidential platform. In a televised speech hours later, Maduro said that everything points to a right-wing plot that initial investigations suggested originated in neighboring Colombia. He said several perpetrators were caught, but he did not elaborate. Venezuela is suffering under the fifth year of a severe economic crisis that has sparked malnutrition, hyperinflation, and mass emigration. Ethiopia's defense ministry says it will take all necessary measures to restore order after violence broke out in the country's Somali region. Federal troops clashed with local paramilitary police after the Ethiopian federal military moved into Jigjiga late Friday night. Eyewitnesses told VOA there was a brief firefight between members of the regional paramilitary police unit and federal troops. Disgruntled locals reportedly took to the streets looting property and setting buildings on fire. The Ogaden National Liberation Front is alleging that the fighting resulted in loss of life. The organization called on Ethiopia's prime minister to halt the military's activities. This is VOA News. The Workers' Party in Brazil has named former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as its nominee for the country's top job, even though he has been in jail for corruption since March. Delegates of the left-leaning party confirmed da Silva, who served two terms as Brazil's president, with enthusiastic approval at a convention in Sao Paulo Saturday. Lula maintains his innocence and says the charges against him are politically motivated. Police in Bangladesh's capital fired tear gas and used batons Saturday to disperse hundreds of protesting students who were angry over the traffic death of two fellow students. The English-language Daily Star reported that as many as 25 people were injured. Dhaka remained largely cut off from the rest of Bangladesh as buses continued to stop plying from other parts of the country. The owners and workers of the bus companies have said they will not run their vehicles unless they feel safe. That's after dozens of vehicles were either vandalized or torched in Dhaka and elsewhere. Congo's health ministry says the number of confirmed cases in a new outbreak of the Ebola virus has risen to 13, including three deaths. Congo announced the latest outbreak on Wednesday with four confirmed cases, 1 week after declaring the end to a previous outbreak in the northwest, which resulted in 33 deaths. The World Health Organization has warned that the new outbreak of the deadly virus in North Kivu province poses a particular challenge because the region is a war zone with several armed groups active. Hundreds of mourners Saturday buried the victims of a twin suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan as the death toll rose to 35. Two suicide bombers dressed as women struck the mosque in Gardez, the capital of Paktia province, Friday, as it was crowded with worshippers for weekly prayers. The burqa-clad attackers shot at the mosque's security guards before opening fire on worshippers and then detonating their explosives. Russian investigators say they're considering a range of possible causes, including pilot error, as part of a criminal investigation into a helicopter crash that killed all 18 people on board in Siberia Saturday. The Interstate Aviation Committee said the Mi-8 helicopter collided with a load being carried by another helicopter. And Gaza's health ministry said a 15-year-old Palestinian died Saturday from wounds sustained from Israeli fire at a border protest on Friday. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.